There's been some concern about the freshly laid pavers in Strathalbyn. Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Pikes, joins me now to talk about this and some developments in the region. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners. But yes, the work in Strathalbyn is still underway and there's a lot still to do. This is a multi-stage project. And particularly the part that we've just done on the corner of Dawson Street and Alban Terrace going into Donald Street, that the Sports and Commercial Road where they all join together, was a particularly busy area. And as quick as they could to try and sort of minimise the disruption. But there are some imperfections in the job. We're moving on to the next stage, which is going along Alban Terrace. And there's a 12-month defect term in the contract. So we'll be having a really good look at, you know, the whole job as it goes along. And so we'll get back to, once they've finished doing Alban Terrace, we'll come back to the intersection and have another look around there and do the defects there after that, so that we're trying to keep the interruption to traffic and so forth and inconvenience to a minimum. This is a big project. It's a lot of money. The quality of the work must be to a high standard, and also we really do appreciate the input that we get from the community when they see things aren't right. They let us know. We can double check and get our engineering people to look at it and address it. So, we're right onto it. We've had a really good look at it, and we're aware of the problems. So is the contractor, and it'll all be brought up to a satisfactory standard prior to sign-off.
What about, I mean, there are some immediate safety concerns, though. So, you know, with a tripping hazard, some people are alleging. Yeah. Some people said there were screws left on the road, which punctured their tyres as well. Are there any immediate things that the council can do?
I've not been made aware of the screws on the road issue. I have seen some issues where we've got some pavers that are a little bit proud on the edges, and they'll be completed as quickly as possible. The roadworks are another, that part I was mainly talking about we'll do a little later, is there's a bit of roadwork to be done, redone. But the footpaths can be done at any time. And so we'll make sure that our engineer, they'll have it programmed in because they're aware of it, but we'll make sure it's done as quickly as possible. So the last thing we want is people tripping.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is part of a major 8-stage revitalisation, right?
It is. Mm. It's a huge project. And we're only in a stage, I think we're in, this is one of the, they're not going in like 1, 2, 1, 2, 8. They're all, the stages are all over the place. So this is one of the stages. It's the third component in it. We did the part outside the National Bank, which was beautifully done. We did this intersection, and now we're doing Alban Terrace. So, it's concerning, and it's a disappointing that we have. It's really disappointing after all this time, and it's a lot of money that we're having any issues with it at all. And so, all we can do is reassure our members of our community that we're onto it, and I'll follow it up as well to make sure follow up about these screws, but I'll also follow up with the papers and make sure that, you know, they're not leaving it too long before they do something about it.
Great, good to hear. On to another development, and the draft master plan for the Gawler Wharf precinct is available to view. Consultations just opened. Tell us about this council vision.
Well, the wharf, it's a historic wharf. The Gawler Wharf was the busiest river port in Australia in its heyday. And it's got enormous history and of national history and significance. So it's in need of a considerable amount of restoration work. And there's other work to upgrade the precinct and really make it a lot more attractive and welcoming to our visitors and brings more visitors to the region. So, again, we've been fortunate with COVID, the funding that came through on all sorts of areas from different governments to put this project on the map and get it going. So we've had the concept designs out for it for consultation previously. We've consulted with the Ngarrindjeri people. Now that we've got the funding and we're about to start, we've gone through the final design to get it right down to, you know, we've identified where all the services are down there and things like that. And so the most economical and viable way to go about upgrading the area. So it's a beautiful plan, and it's out for, as you say, out for community consultation from now until 22nd of October. So we've got until then. There will be, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the 16th of October, it's a Sunday when the wharf markets are on, we'll have a stand down at the wharf to talk to people about it and discuss, look at their ideas. Or you can visit the alexandrina.sa.gov.au/Gawler Wharf, all one word, on our website, and you can have a really good look at it, or come into one of our offices and you'll be able to see a decent size and range of photos of what it's to look like. It's an exciting project. It's an $8.5 million project, and as I said, it's made possible through funding from the federal government and the state government, so it's really exciting.
Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. What about the Middleton foreshore? 150 people signed a petition requesting the undertaking of master planning for that area. Is council considering it?
Yes, we have. We explained to the Middleton community that we were going to undertake a whole range of... We went through the 2040 discussions with all of our communities. Now we're doing what we call village conversations, which are coming close to an end. And then from that, we'll start again, when Middleton will be the first one we do, with the master plan. So we've already done some work on the Middleton foreshore, but we wanted to get the village conversations and the 2040 vision stuff done, because that will indicate to us a very clear picture of what's important to the community. So, and that will happen through each town, but we've promised Middleton that we'd do them first, as we'd already started. We plan to be onto that by the end of the year. It would have been, we were hoping initially to have it completely finished by Christmas, but I think we're running a bit beyond time, and we've had a few delays, but on the way to be done.
Sad to hear that your CEO is stepping down.
Yes, so Glenn's been with us just over 4 years, and he has a five-year contract, so his contract was due to be reviewed in May, so it has to be reviewed sometime before that. And he indicated to us that it was not his intention to seek a new contract, and so we respect his wish, and we'll be now getting ready to start the recruitment process for a new CEO in the new year.
Yeah, he's worked on a lot of really important projects, hasn't he?
It's been fortunate. Look, we've had enormous opportunities to a lot of things that were in the pipeline and have been for quite a few years, and others that have come on the new that since Glenn's been on board. But he's been able to help guide the opportunities through the funding that's been available more recently. And we've got some really good outcomes from it. I mean, he worked with me and was extremely supportive and helpful in the negotiations we had with the state government over the new Gawler High School. You know, that's just one of many things we've achieved during his reign as CEO. And the Strathalbyn streetscape, of course, the Gawler Wharf we just talked about, this village innovation stuff under 2040 plan were things that have come to life, have come to fruition during Glenn's role as CEO.
Well, lovely to have you on the program as always, Mayor Keith Parks. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jenny.